with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel and terror group Hamas reach a deal to release hostages. The deal would include a multi-day ceasefire and the release of 50 women and children held by Hamas. In Colorado, both sides are appealing a judge's ruling that former President Trump can stay on the ballot.
The judge in the case ruled that Trump engaged in insurrection but can stay on the ballot in Colorado. That prompted not one, but two appeals. The liberal group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics argued that the judge was wrong in ruling that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is not clear that the insurrection provision was intended to apply to presidents. Meanwhile, Trump lawyers appealed the judge's finding that he did engage in insurrection. The case now goes to the state Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a report on when the roads and the skies will be the busiest this holiday week.
So many of us are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday that we're expected to break records. 55 million of us, says the AAA. Roads are likely to be the most congested tomorrow. The busiest days to fly will be today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
A lower price at the pump is giving Americans something to be grateful for this Thanksgiving. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is about $3.31. That's 25 cents less than a month ago and 36 cents less than a year ago. The IRS is postponing a rule change for the second year in a row that would impact tax filers who receive business income via payment apps, including Venmo and PayPal and marketplaces like Etsy, Airbnb, and others. IRS said it's delaying the implementation due to taxpayer confusion. Critics say the delay is due to 2024 being an election year. This is SRN News. America's churches are opening their doors for Thanksgiving.
It's an annual tradition. Houses of worship providing free meals to those in need at holiday time. At Myrtle Grove Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Wilmington, North Carolina, the feast begins at 5:30 on Thanksgiving Day. They start serving at 1 p.m. at the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And in Clinton, Oklahoma, Cornerstone Church will offer Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings beginning at 11 a.m. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York University will open a new center designed to study and combat anti-Semitism next year. The announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allowed a hostile, discriminatory environment to exist that violated their civil rights. The complaint stems from a rash of anti-Semitic demonstrations taking place at NYU and other universities across the U.S. immediately following the terror group Hamas attack on Israel last month. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends lower following its big rally over the past several days.
Wall Street drifted to a lower close following a strong rally that had vaulted the market to its highest level since early August. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Tuesday. It was only the third loss in the last 17 days for the benchmark index. The Dow fell 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6%. Lowe's and Best Buy both sank, despite reporting stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Each company cited challenges ahead and cut their forecasts for the full year. Treasury yields were relatively steady following the release of the minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Actress Susan Sarandon is dropped by her agent. Page Six reports the 77-year-old was dumped following an anti-Semitic speech at an anti-Israel rally in New York City. More details at SRNnews.com.